Tonight, as little children around the world strain to hear the sound of reindeer on their rooftops, they might do well to ask Céline Clenay. She knows the sound of reindeer hooves. The Paris-based photographer has been documenting reindeer herders who live in the icy tundra of Lapland. They're known as the Sami people. To make the trip to Lapland each year, Clenay drives all the way from France to the icy tip of Norway.
Driving is the best way of traveling when you're a photographer. You'll go from South Europe, which is Paris for me. It is just full of highways at the beginning. Then once you're in Scandinavia, it's just so quiet, just so much forests, so much lakes. And then suddenly the forests disappear and you're in the tundra. And then you know you're in Lapland.
Now, reindeer herding is sort of fundamental to the Sami culture. And a lot of your photos are about the reindeer. These reindeer are wild, aren't they?
Yes, they are totally wild. That's the interesting thing about it, actually, because all those wild animals belong to a herder, but they are free and they are wild and there are no fences. So it's a very specific way of herding animals because you have, in a way, to adapt to them, to follow them, because they're migrating animals.
How do the reindeer herders, the Samis who herd them, how do they keep track of them? Are the reindeer marked in some way? I mean, how do they know whose reindeer is whose?
Yes, they are. They are marked in a very traditional way with special drawing made with a knife. And each person, each Sami has its own marks. It's even registered in a book.
Hmm. You know, some of your photos of the reindeer herds are quite striking. One that caught my eye was, it's a sort of a medium shot. It's from above. And there's a bunch of reindeer close together. And when you initially look at it, the reindeer, their bodies and their antlers fill the frame. And the antlers almost look like trees, bare trees in the winter. How did you actually take that picture from above?
I took that on a boat. It was at the end of the migration. Some herds migrate in an island, so they have to cross the sea. And to avoid many losses because of drowning, some herders hire big boats to put the herd in, and then they can cross the sea, put them in the island. And so it's very spectacular because the reindeer are not used to be locked. So suddenly they're locked in a boat. They're panicking, and so they're turning all around.
Suddenly close quarters for a wild animal.
Yeah, most of the time you're not so close from the reindeer because, as we said, they are wild and most of the herders keep very far away from them.
I have to ask, I've always heard that reindeer produce a clicking sound when they walk. Did you hear that clicking?
Yes. It's actually the only sound they make because they are silent animals. And yes, it's the, I don't know in English how to say the feet of the reindeer. I don't know the word.
Hooves, the hooves.
The hooves, yes. It's the hooves that makes that sound, click, click, click.
As a photographer, you're obviously deeply concerned with light. And the quality of the light that far north is something quite spectacular. It's also incredibly different from where you grew up in southern France. How do you sort of adapt to that? How do you take that on as a photographer?
In a way, it's so easy to be a photographer up there because the quality of light is amazing. The way it's caressing the skin of the people, the landscape, it's so soft and so cold at the same time, very bluish light.
Céline Clenay is a photographer based in Paris. She's been documenting the Sami people and their reindeer herds in the Norwegian Lapland. And you can see some of her images at PRI.org. Thanks, Céline.
Thank you very much.